Welcome, Transfer Cats. I am live, Transfer Man, here live at the University of Redlands. Okay, this is awesome. We are here on this gorgeous campus, and we're going to talk about transfer. So I first wanted to kind of go around the room here. I am in the admissions office. If you guys come to campus, it's right here in the heart of campus, and they're super welcoming, friendly. Come check it out. By the way, it is awesome. I'm going to go around to my left here. If you could introduce yourself, tell us your name and what's your role here at University of Redlands, and how did your journey bring you to Redlands?
Yeah, so my name is Fabiola Fletes. I am one of the transfer admissions counselors. My territories are mainly the greater LA area, and then I also do Riverside and Moreno Valley. So my journey has mainly been trying to figure out exactly what field in education I want to be a part of. So I've been working in education for about, I want to say like 10 plus years. I started off working as a tutor in elementary school. During my undergrad, I was also a tutor for K through 12 students. And then I slowly started going into like the college advising, college going environment. And so being part of that college going environment really made me fall in love with that process. Mm-hmm. Being a first generation student myself, I feel very passionate about helping other students who have that same identity as myself, probably didn't really know about financial aid, how to get to college. So I did work as a college advisor at a high school for a little bit, but then I did realize that maybe high school level was not for me. So then I decided, let me go into higher education. And this was just, honestly, I had no idea what the University of Redlands was. I just took a risk and wanted to take a chance at it. So now I'm here at the University of Redlands working with transfer. I think the transfer population is a very diverse and exciting population. You never know what type of student you're going to get. And I think that's what I really enjoy, because it's, again, helping students from different identities and backgrounds, teaching them, you know, how to get to higher education.
Absolutely. Ooh, there we go. Welcome, Fabiola.
And my name is Perla Ramos. I am the Senior Associate Director for Transfer. My pathway is very similar to Fabiola's, in a sense. But as far as territory, number one, I'm in leadership, but I'm also covering the Inland Empire and San Diego. So those are my territories. But I was saying about Fabiola's journey, I'm very similar to that. I'm also first gen, which is very different from the outcome. In a sense, when my parents didn't know anything about college, I had to learn everything. And I think that over the years, that made me very passionate about education and wanting to help so that students don't make the mistakes I made. So I want to lead them on the right path to knowing information, not just the University of Redlands, but just educating themselves about different options for themselves so that they can make the best choice for them.
Very cool. Awesome. Welcome. Woo-hoo.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tuhita Ginhalakar. I'm one of the transfer counselors as well. My territories are Orange County and Rancho Cucamonga, California. My pathway to Redlands was pretty traditional, I'd say. I'd graduated from the University of Redlands with my bachelor's in psychology with the class of 2024, and I'm currently pursuing my MBA here as well. So I always tell students, how lucky am I to work at a school that I love so much, where I spend my days talking about the school, talking about the great resources that we have and the support systems that we have. I truly love working with the transfer population because, like Fabiola said, they all come from different backgrounds, different interests. So I love the University of Redlands, and I love working with our transfer students as well.
Very cool. All right. So transfer students come in with a lot of different needs, as you guys were talking about. They may have spent a couple of years in the community college system. They might be working jobs, all kinds of things like that. Tell me about some of the support systems that you have here at the University of Redlands to make transfer students successful.
You want to go, Tahita?
I know. You were a student here, so it'd be good.
What was helpful as a student to being successful, either in the classroom, you know, financially, socially, emotionally, all those good things?
I think something that really stands out that we have here at the University of Redlands is faculty advising. Mm-hmm. All of our students are paired with faculty advisors right before they step onto campus. It'll be someone in a major that they're interested in or their intended major. For example, I was a psych major. I was paired with a psychology faculty member right off the bat.
That's awesome.
What makes it so easy about having a faculty advisor is that it takes the guesswork out of all of your course planning. If you want to study abroad, let your faculty advisor know. They'll make sure that's inputted in your coursework. Or I want to volunteer. How do I do that? They're here to help you with all of that stuff. You can't even register for classes every semester without meeting with them first.
Wow.
So that makes sure you graduate on the correct timeline. You get to do exactly what you want to do, take the classes that you want to take. Which just makes it so easy for transfer students, especially coming from the community college circuit.
And I imagine that's a potential letter of recommendation as well. They know you really well.
Oh, absolutely.
If they see opportunities, they can say, hey, guess what? You check this out, right?
If you want to participate in research, your advisor is probably conducting research while they're here. So it's so easy to do so or go to cool events or conferences and things like that. Being such a small school and having such a close connection with your faculty advisor opens doors for so many wonderful opportunities outside of the classroom.
And I would like to add too that we also have our Office of Career and Professional Development. And part of our program is what we call Core Four. And not only are students getting faculty advising, but they're also having a mentor from the Office of Career and Professional Development that is really starting to build their portfolio. And adding the class, the experiences that they need so that when they're sitting in front of an employer, they're equipped with the right answers or great memories of the times that they did internship, research, any of that. And so we're preparing our students not just for classroom environment, but also the real world.
The last time I was here, I saw the Native American Student Center over here. Can you tell me about programs like that that are kind of affinity centers or if someone wants to find their familia here?
Yeah, so we have our Huntsaker building. It's a whole building dedicated to being a safe space on campus, mm-hmm. which I think is really important. It has a Native Student Program Center with a full-time faculty, which is great. And I think that's quite rare to see in the
Definitely.
Private school setting. We have a wonderful scholarship that meets full need for our California Native students. And it also extends to Native students from other states after that, which I think is really cool.
Oh.
Outside of that, we have a Pride Center. We have a Gender Justice Center. And there's just so many great events that this building hosts for our students to feel comfortable and excited to learn about the different students that we have on campus. We have an Asian Student Association that puts on a huge event every semester. It's a market night where not only members of campus come, but members of the City of Redlands come and enjoy as well. We have a commuter lounge located in the Huntsaker Center for students that are commuting and want a place to rest, play games, socialize, eat lunch. So it's a great building to make sure students feel comfortable and excited to be here on campus.
Awesome. I know in terms of academics, I mean, you have obviously amazing academics. Tell me about some of the partnerships that you have with the community, organizations, businesses, things like that, that transfer students can get involved in terms of research or working in the community, either educationally. I know some people come here for like pre-med, and I think you have a partnership with Loma Linda and things like that. Tell me about some of those that are exciting that transfers can get involved in.
So I do know that probably the most iconic business that we do work with is Esri. They are a geographical information sciences company. A lot of our students do get to intern with Esri. And it is probably like, 5-7 minutes away from the campus. We do have a train station that takes students directly into Esri. We also do have a program where ESRI employees are able to get reimbursed for their tuition if they do decide to move forward with one of our transfer pathways, which specifically would be the School of Business pathway.
Yeah, for College of Arts and Sciences students, we also have preferred admissions for some graduate institutions, such as Loma Linda University, as well as the Keck Graduate Institute. This is a great option for students that are pre-med because preferred admissions is a really cool thing that we have, especially with a school so close by like Loma Linda that's right in our neighborhood. And I think this really puts pre-med students a leg up here at the University of
Awesome. Tell me about graduation rates for transfers. Do they typically graduate in 2 years, 3 years?
It's typically about 2 years. That's the plan that we usually try to set them on. The great thing about the university is we're really generous with when they're looking at transfer credits. We're allowing a lot. And as a matter of fact, there's actually some two-year institutions that are actually four-year, like, for example, Crafton, that we allow a lot more credits to come in because they are a four-year, technically, four-year institution.
How would a student get their credits evaluated?
They could actually meet with any of my team here at Transfer, and we actually make an appointment, meet with every student, go over their transcripts, and actually discuss a plan for them and tell them exactly where they stand coming in.
So students can transfer and they don't have to have 60 units. They can come in earlier, lower division.
Yeah, actually, most transfer students for the College of Arts and Sciences, they can transfer as little as one credit. If they've graduated and maybe went to the military, for example, another institution, they are considered a transfer student. Although we do have alternative programs, which are our degree completers, they are a little bit more particular because, again, they're completing a degree. So for the School of Business and Society, we're looking at 40 transferable credits, and the School of Education for our BA in elementary education, we're looking about 60 credits.
Okay. What's a competitive GPA for a transfer student?
So depending on the program, so I would say if you're looking for the traditional pathway, which is our College of Arts and Sciences, we're looking about a 2.0 GPA. Although we always take a holistic look because we want to really analyze the student, how they're progressing and how they're moving forward. So if by chance they're a little lower than what we expected, but they're on a really great trend, we're willing to accept a student that way. And then of course, for the degree completers, with the School of Business, it's a 2.0. With the School of Education, we're looking at a 2.7.
And that's very comparable, folks, to the UC. That's almost identical. Very cool. Tell me about finances. So this is a big thing in terms of transfer fears, you know, I think I have a special sound effect for that. I think it's like, there we go.
Super scary.
Transfer fears. Are they eligible for scholarships, things like that?
Yeah. So for the College of Arts and Sciences specifically, every single student is automatically considered for a merit award. So depending on GPA, it can range between $16,000 to $31,000. I know we just increased that this year. So anywhere above a 3.5, you'd be automatically receiving the $31,000 towards your tuition. And even if you do have that 2.8, so anywhere between 2.8 to, I believe it's a 3.1, that's 16. And then between those, the 3.1 to 3.4 would be 28. Yeah, so you'll get something. And then obviously we do accept the financial aid application. So depending on students' income, what they input on their financial aid application, then that's how much we would essentially be awarding them as well.
And do you have transfer housing?
Yes. So housing is guaranteed for every single transfer student. It actually is a requirement to dorm on campus here at Redlands. However, if you do live within our 60-mile radius, it is not a requirement. And we did actually increase that. So that's also a good thing for us here. And if you are older than 24 or if you're married, have children, that also is an exemption from housing.
Awesome. So any tips to stand out in the application or tips in general to transferring to University of Redlands?
First tip is to talk to an advisor.
Early, right?
Yes, definitely speak with one of us. I mean, we're very available, and the reality is we want to hear everybody's story and we want to help. One thing that I love about the University of Redlands is that we're doing everything in our power to really try to get every student who wants to come to the university be a part of this university. So,
I think coming from the UC system, so I did do my undergrad in the UC system, working at Redlands, I have realized that it's very accessible. We're always at reach for students if students want to know what classes should I take, so that once I transfer to Redlands, you know, maybe I could graduate in 1.5 years or specifically in 2 years. What can I do? What GPA do I need? That's one thing that I think makes Redlands stand out and very accessible for the transfer students.
Yeah. And sorry, let me add to that. We also have a transfer student success team. Which has departments all over our campus. Oh, we wow. have, it's a strike team, essentially. We mm-hmm. have us in admissions. Mm-hmm. We have the registrar's office is involved, financial aid. We have our dean's office as well, and student success and advising, and our OCPD. So we have a member of all of the departments that are here specifically to help transfer students. So registrar, so, so accessible. If you have questions about your transfer credits, once you get an evaluation, you could just email him back, yeah. and he'll be more than happy to help. Financial aid, set up an appointment, give them a call, email them. They're here to help as well. So we are all, everyone on campus is here to support our transfer students.
Transfer students, you got a whole team mm-hmm. behind you here.
Yeah. Bulldogs, right? I'd like to even add one thing that I love about the university too is that if you ever go on our webpage and maybe already have like a program in mind, you can go to any of our pages and there's faculty ready to speak with you. Mm-hmm. With, you know, you can call them, email them, just about they are willing to help mm-hmm. with whatever information that they can talk about their specific career path or education path. They are ready to do that.
So that brings me to this final point. How do students get a hold of you? I'm going to put links in the show notes for all you guys listening. So you can click on the ones that I've got here, but if they want to get a hold of you directly, is there any, what page do they go to? What email, where do you want to send them?
It's actually our transfer page. So if you go to redlands.edu, right at the top, it'll actually say apply, or actually it on the body of it, it actually shows like what department do you want to speak with. If you click on transfer, we are at that bottom of that page.
There's links to make appointments with us, Zoom calls, telephone calls. Also, if you call the Redlands main number, we have a wonderful admin at the front desk. If you let her know you want to speak to a transfer counselor, she will transfer you to one of us.
So. That's awesome. All right. Well, that is the sound of our first episode here at University of Redlands. It is gorgeous. Please check it out. You got a whole team of Bulldogs helping you transfer. So come on down and thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Of course, thank you.